Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into The Art of War, New Version, a timeless treatise by the ancient Chinese strategist Sun Tzu. Revered for over two millennia, Sun Tzu's insights into military strategy have transcended warfare to influence fields as varied as business, sports, politics, and personal confrontations. Sun Tzu, a seminal figure in Chinese history, composed this manual to outline not only the tactics of war, but also the essential traits of a great leader. His principles of clear thinking, strategic planning, and psychological insight have been adopted by iconic leaders like Mao Zedong and Douglas MacArthur. This book is a must-read for anyone poised to lead or looking to understand the dynamics of competitive environments. Whether you're navigating corporate ladders, coordinating team sports, or enhancing your interpersonal skills, The Art of War offers valuable lessons on outmaneuvering opposition and securing success with wisdom and tact. Join us to explore how ancient strategies can address modern challenges, sharpening your leadership qualities and strategic thinking. The Art of War, New Version. Classic military strategy for politics, business, and everyday life. Introduction. Navigating conflict with ancient wisdom. Learn to choose your battles wisely. Have you ever considered that a book written over 2.5 millennia ago could offer relevant advice for modern dilemmas in leadership, business, and personal conflicts? Sun Tzu's The Art of War is that timeless guide. Globally revered for its sharp insights, it serves as a strategy manual not just for military leaders, but also for anyone who faces decisions involving conflict or competition, whether in the office, on the playing field, or at home. Why does a book with roots deep in ancient warfare continue to captivate and guide leaders across the world today? The answer is simple. Great ideas transcend time and context, especially when it comes to understanding the complexities of human behavior and conflict resolution. In the key lessons from The Art of War, the overarching strategy revolves around a concept as relevant now as it was centuries ago: choosing your battles wisely. But understanding this and putting it into practice requires more than just intuition. It demands a strategic framework and a mind attuned to the nuances of leadership and opposition. Despite its brevity, often condensed to around 50 pages depending on the edition, The Art of War packs profound advice on several fronts: how to prevent conflicts before they escalate, enhancing leadership qualities to guide teams more effectively, strategies to outthink and outmaneuver the competition in any field. The advice nestled within The Art of War might be ancient, but its applications seem almost tailor-made for the complexities of contemporary life, where the right strategy can mean the difference between strife and harmony. Part 1, Unveiling the Strategic Genius of Sun Tzu's The Art of War. Rewind to over 2,500 years ago, to the turbulence of 5th century BCE China. An era characterized by incessant warfare among competing states, it was in this crucible of conflict that Sun Tzu, a Chinese general and military strategist, not only led, but consistently emerged victorious. These experiences were the genesis of his famed military treatise, The Art of War, a guide that transcends mere battle tactics to explore broader strategies of conflict management and resolution. Sun Tzu wasn't just chronicling ways to engage in physical warfare. Instead, his work is imbued with insights on why the most effective victories are those won without the devastation of battle, encouraging leaders to seek alternatives like negotiation or temporary submission to avoid unnecessary conflicts. The Art of War is neatly divided into 13 chapters, each presenting precise points rather than extended narratives. These chapters unfold a strategic framework covering a wide range of topics, strategic planning and the alignment of goals, resource management and the economics of conflict, establishing and maintaining a strong, cohesive leadership front, the significance of defensive positions in safeguarding interests, tactical creativity and adaptiveness on and off the battlefield, the perils of direct confrontation and the virtues of adaptability, acute assessments of opponents' motives and strategies, understanding the phases of engagement and effective weapon deployment, leveraging intelligence and accurate information for strategic advantage. Sun Tzu's teachings emphasize using environmental and situational factors to one's advantage, shaping a leader not only equipped for battle, but for the nuanced challenges of leadership and conflict resolution in any domain. For those eager to delve deeper into these strategies, grabbing a copy of the book will offer comprehensive insights. However, if your aim is to glean Sun Tzu's wisdom on effective leadership practices, this overview might just be the beginning of your journey in mastering the art of war. Part 2: Leveraging Intelligence for Strategic Dominance. Sun Tzu, the legendary figure behind the art of war, exemplified the power of non-confrontational strategies. His philosophy centered on the art of achieving objectives with minimal conflict, emphasizing the importance of soft power, winning battles through strategic superiority rather than brute force. When direct confrontation became inevitable, Sun Tzu advocated for engaging in battles that could be easily won, essentially picking the low-hanging fruit first. Central to this approach was the mastery of information. Sun Tzu championed the use of espionage and psychological tactics to understand and outmaneuver adversaries. While the methods have evolved from ancient espionage to modern research and network engagements, the underlying principle remains: knowledge is power. Applying this principle in today's context, let's consider the modern battlefield of business and technology. Accurate and comprehensive information about competitors and market conditions allows leaders to make informed decisions, think innovatively, and conserve resources. Take, for example, Apple's Think Different campaign. Instead of directly competing in existing markets, Apple used its unique insights to redefine the playing fields, from personal computers to groundbreaking products like the iPod, iPad, and Apple Watch. Similarly, Spotify transformed from a mere music streaming service to an audio empire by continuously adapting and pioneering new concepts, staying several steps ahead of potential competitors. They didn't just join the game, they changed it entirely. The first step in following Sun Tzu's advice in the modern world is simple yet profound. Create your market niche, redefine the boundaries, and operate where competitors are yet to emerge. This strategic shift towards uncharted territories not only minimizes direct competition, but also sets the stage for pioneering leadership and innovation. Part 3: Mastering the Speed of Strategy in Modern Warfare. Sun Tzu placed tremendous importance on understanding both your competitors' strategies and your own capabilities. In today's world, this translates not just to corporate espionage and data leaks, but extends to using market research, analytics, and business intelligence effectively. Knowledge about the opponent, coupled with deep self-awareness, forms the bedrock of strategic advantage. Before initiating any major move against competitors, it's crucial to have a thorough understanding of your own strengths and weaknesses. This internal analysis ensures that any action taken is not just reactive, but strategically sound and sustainable. Ask yourself, what unique resources and skills does my team possess? Are there vulnerabilities within our organization that need addressing first? Could we potentially outmaneuver competition with a more prolonged or aggressive marketing strategy? When the time comes to strike, speed and surprise are of the essence, as Sun Tzu's guide The Art of War underscores. Sun Tzu's advice resonates loudly in the business world. Speed is the essence of war. Take advantage of the enemy's unpreparedness. Travel by unexpected routes and strike him where he has taken no precautions. In practice, this means being agile and swift in your business decisions and actions. If a competitor is embroiled in a public relations crisis or is undergoing major organizational changes, those moments present opportunities. That could be the perfect time to roll out a significant product update or launch a new service that sets you apart, capitalizing on the competitor's distraction or slowdown. The art of war, according to Sun Tzu, is less about prolonged combat and more about winning through clever, quick, and decisive actions. Applying this to modern business strategies, it becomes clear that mastering the element of speed, coupling it with the element of surprise, can lead to significant competitive advantages in today's fast-paced market environments. Part 4. Decoding Sun Tzu's Guide to Exemplary Leadership. While much of The Art of War is dedicated to strategies and tactics of warfare, at the heart of Sun Tzu's teachings are profound insights on leadership. Great leadership, as suggested by Sun Tzu, extends beyond mere command. It's about inspiring and influencing without coercion. One of the fundamental tenets Sun Tzu advocates for leaders is, a leader leads by example, not by force. This principle is timeless and speaks volumes about the ethical framework within which effective leaders operate. Here's a breakdown of the core qualities that, according to Sun Tzu, define a good leader. Experience and wisdom. Experience is invaluable. It equips leaders with the foresight needed to foresee potential challenges and opportunities, enabling them to make informed and wise decisions. Strategic thinking and adaptability. A leader must not only have a vision, but should also be capable of adapting their strategies based on changing circumstances. Quick strategic thinking is crucial in navigating the competitive landscape, whether in warfare or in the corporate world. Integrity and empathy. Sun Tzu emphasizes the importance of moral virtues in leadership. Integrity and empathy are essential in building trust and loyalty among team members. A leader who demonstrates genuine care and commitment towards their team will likely inspire dedication and high morale. Discipline and rigor. Discipline is a key attribute in Sun Tzu's leadership philosophy. However, it's not just about adhering to strict routines, it's about maintaining a consistent standard of excellence. Leaders should foster an environment where discipline guides operations and where every member understands their role and responsibilities. High standards and accountability. Effective leaders hold themselves and their teams to high standards. They establish clear expectations and are vigilant in upholding these standards through a balanced approach of discipline and reward. This not only ensures efficiency and performance, but also fosters an environment of mutual respect and purpose. Sun Tzu's insights into leadership go beyond conventional command and control models to embrace a more holistic and human-centered approach. By embodying these qualities, leaders can cultivate a robust and responsive team capable of overcoming any challenge, thereby transforming Sun Tzu's ancient wisdom into modern success. Final summary. You've just explored the enduring wisdom of Sun Tzu's The Art of War. This ancient manual offers critical strategies not just for military battles, but for conquering challenges in business, leadership, and everyday life. The core lesson: not every confrontation requires a direct battle. Often, the most successful strategies involve avoiding conflict through clever maneuvering and strategic foresight. Here's a concise synthesis of the key points. Avoiding conflict. Gathering intelligence and understanding the landscape can prevent unnecessary skirmishes. By knowing your competition and thinking creatively, you can often sidestep direct conflict altogether. Creating opportunities. Instead of following the beaten path, carve out new arenas where you have the strategic upper hand. Innovate and redefine the game to play on your terms, where there are fewer competitors. Preparation and speed. Preparation is your foundation, and when combined with the ability to act swiftly, it becomes a powerful tool. Speed in execution ensures that you capitalize on opportunities at just the right moment. Leadership qualities. Being a leader in the spirit of Sun Tzu means embodying both kindness and strictness. It means relying on a wealth of experience and maintaining discipline within your ranks. Leading by example fosters loyalty and motivates your team to achieve greater heights. As Sun Tzu teaches, the art of war is subtly complex, balancing brute force with sharp intellect and emotional intelligence. Reflect on these strategies and think about how they can be applied to your personal and professional challenges to navigate your path to victory with precision and grace. Feedback request. Did you find these insights from The Art of War valuable? Please consider leaving a rating or review. Your feedback is invaluable and helps us to deliver content that best meets your needs and interests. Thank fellow readers and leaders. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.